listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the problem of having a bad and bitter temper. I'm going to read you from Titus chapter 1, verse 7. Okay, the first few words of that verse say, "For a bishop must be blameless," and then later on in the verse he says, "not quick-tempered." Now, Paul listed a list of qualifications for leaders among God's people, and one quality mentioned, coming in either third or fourth, depending on how you count, is that the bishop, the overseer, the leader among God's people must not be quick-tempered. When we read the words quick-tempered, we think of a sudden, explosive flash of anger and bad temper. Now, those are bad qualities for any leader, especially someone who leads God's people. We remember that one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control, according to Galatians chapter 5. And some of us have more of a problem with a bad temper than others of us do, but every leader should know what it is to have self-control at work in their life as a fruit of the Spirit and not fall into these flashes of bad temper. Nevertheless, according to William Barclay, the word translated here in Titus chapter 1, verse 7, quick-tempered, actually refers more to a settled state of anger than the flash of an occasional bad temper. It speaks of a man who has a constant simmering anger and who nourishes his anger against others. Something close to the idea of a bitter man. Now, while not eliminating the normal sense we think of quick-tempered, we can add to it the idea suggested by William Barclay, that the man who lives with a constant sense of anger, displeasure, and bitterness is not ready for Christian leadership. This is an important thing to keep in mind as we appoint and recognize leaders, but this is also something for those who are currently leaders to consider. It's a common thing for Christian leaders to be treated poorly by others, or at least to believe that they've been treated poorly. Sometimes this is just a problem really caused by the leader, and sometimes it isn't the leader's fault, and other times it's a mixture of the two. Whatever the reason, it's common for leaders from time to time to feel hurt and even burned in the ministry. The responsibility and pressure of Christian leadership often adds to the pressure and the feeling of being hurt. That's why it's so important that leaders don't live in a sustained state of anger and frustration. If they allow the inevitable hurts and difficulties of ministry to make them constantly angry and bitter, that's big trouble. Like every believer, the Christian leader must learn how to cast those cares upon Jesus, who also cares for them. That's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. There might be no more miserable creature than the angry, bitter, suspicious servant of God. Because of past hurts and disappointments, they believe that plots are constantly being constructed against them. They trust very few people, if any at all, and they have a sour edge to their personality. Again, we can do what God invites us to do in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and cast all of those cares upon Jesus, who endured more hurt and more betrayal than anyone else. Friend, Jesus knows what you're going through, and we pray earnestly that God would give us leaders who are not quick-tempered, and that we, who are not leaders among God's people, would also not become people of bitter, bad temper. Hey, giving those things continually to the Lord is the way that we can free ourselves from it. And God wants you to walk in that Jesus-provided freedom and to walk in it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.